Hey guys, and welcome back to yet another episode of Moving Mountains in Heels. Thank you so much for tuning in once again, and today we've got something a little bit different than what I've usually been doing. We're gonna have a cooking show. Yeah, you heard it, a cooking show on a podcast. You know, I've always wanted to do something about cooking on my show because I love to cook and I really like making healthy, delicious recipes. So if you got the time to listen and maybe even listen while you're cooking yourself, let's get you started. So without further ado, grab your pens and grab your paper, or you can grab your pan and your knife and let's get cooking. So today we're going to be making a keto-friendly Penang curry. So this dish is actually super easy to make. You can make this in like 10 minutes, or if you're super good at chopping, then you could do it in 5. But I think I want to keep my fingers tonight, so I'm just going to keep it at 10 minutes. And the ingredients are super simple as well. All you'll be needing is garlic, onions, kefir lime leaves, and the kefir lime leaves is actually what gives the authentic Thai taste, basil leaves, Penang curry paste, coconut milk, and you can have an option of shrimp, prawns, or chicken, but tonight I think I'm gonna stick with chicken because I love chicken. So the first thing that I'll be doing is washing my leaves. So I actually picked the basil and the kefir lime leaves from my mom's garden. She's honestly so awesome for having a garden. We literally like use our own produce for cooking. Like we have basil, we have kefir lime leaves, we have rosemary, oregano. I mean, like she just has so many plants out there and it's so awesome to, you know, be your own like farmer because I mean, why not? Why not make your own food? I think that's super cool to do. All right, so now that I'm done washing the leaves, I'm just gonna set it aside so that it can dry a little bit before we put it into the pot. And now we're just going to be cutting up the garlic and the onions, and I like to typically use 3 garlic cloves. I mean, it really doesn't matter how much. It's honestly up to you how much garlic you put in. I love garlic, like, and garlic is such a great like antioxidant. So, and it's also flavorful. I mean, who doesn't like garlic? If you don't like garlic, I don't know what kind of food you eat because it probably tastes like really bad, but so we're just going to be doing that. Like, honestly, I know that a lot of you are wondering, like, what is keto, like, keto-friendly. And I actually got introduced to the ketogenic lifestyle, like, in January. And, you know, I got introduced because of It Works. And I started selling keto coffee. And honestly, I fell in love with the keto coffee. You know, I'm not much of a coffee person, but it's just the way that it made me feel. And over time, like, I actually even like started to prefer the taste of the keto coffee over any other coffee. And to me, in my opinion, it tastes like frothy, like Mr. Brown, but with like a kick. I don't know if that makes it a little bit better to understand what it tastes like, but yeah, and like basically what it does is it makes you super focused, and it's almost like, is this like even legal? But anyways, it's totally legal. There's no drugs, guys. But yeah, so like I ended up falling in love with the keto coffee, and then I was like, what is this keto? Like, I keep hearing this in this business. Like, I need to start learning. Like, I understand, like, how ketosis works in the keto coffee, but I never really understood, like, the ketogenic diet. So basically, like, what ketosis does is it turns fat into fuel. And it helps you to, you know, burn all that fat to create energy. And you know how, like, for instance, a sugar rush is? That's kind of how the keto works, except instead of having a crash and it not lasting very long, like you eat a lot of sugar and maybe for a good 30 minutes you're like super hyper and like energetic, and then all of a sudden it just crashes. That's not the same with fat, because with fat, it actually burns energy so much longer than anything, like any other type of like energy source that you get from your body. So with the ketogenic diet you basically, you know, bulk up on fat, and you know, you take out sugar out of your diet and carbs, and you just have this constant fat burning ketosis production. And it's so, honestly, I fell in love with keto because of the fact that it just made life so much easier. I mean, when you have energy, you honestly just become literally motivated. I feel like every time I drink keto coffee, I get so motivated to do everything I want to do. And you know, like sometimes you have those days where you're just like, ugh, I do not want to get out of bed and I just want to stay in bed. But like every single time, like it never freaking fails when I drink my keto coffee and I'm just like, yes, I'm ready to start the day. I don't care if it's like 7 a.m. I don't care if like I'm going to school and it's so boring, but you know, like it's just, I just have that like energy to do anything that I want to do. And it's just, it changes your life to have that. And plus you're also like, you know, staying full longer, because the fat sustains you for the whole entire day. And, so you're losing a lot of weight. It's a great weight loss, diet. And my coworker actually was on the keto diet, and he told me that he lost 30 pounds in a month because he was like super into it. And honestly, I cannot say that I'm 100% in it, but like I do make all my meals revolve around keto friendly because I just think it's so healthy. I mean, you're taking a lot of like the bad fat out, and you're consuming all the good fat, and you know, it helps your body to know what to metabolize and what to use as an energy source. So I'm actually done now chopping up my garlic and my onions, and now I'm just going to go ahead and cut my basil and my kaffir lime leaves. And then once I'm done with that, I'm just going to put it into the pan and saute it. So this is my first time making not really scratch because the Penang curry paste is kind of already made, but I mean, shoot, this is pretty freaking good. Like everything smells amazing. So for the saute part, I'm going to be using olive oil if I can find any, and then I'm just going to whip it up and fry it. Stir it up so that your garlic doesn't burn too much. So make sure that you are constantly stirring this. And honestly, this is starting to look so amazing. The garlic is a beautiful golden brown, and ooh, the smell smells so good. I wish you guys could smell this. So now that we're done sauteing, we're just going to be throwing in the chicken, and I actually already pre-cut the chicken into slices. Long thin slices, and I also put pepper and salt onto
the chicken and just to give it a little flavor. So now we're just gonna dump it right in with the onions and the garlic and the leaves.
And of course, if you are using shrimp or prawns, this is of course the part where you put them in and dump it in. So yeah. Sinus smells so good. Can you kind of smell it from the sound?
So I'm actually cooking the chicken on high heat. And then once it's a little bit cooked, I'm just gonna add the Penang curry paste. So I'm only doing half the can because it is very flavorful. You can pretty much just save the rest of the curry paste for next time you cook. And then once that's cooked, I'm just going to add in the whole entire can of coconut milk and just let that simmer for a little bit, and it's pretty much done. And then to make it a little bit pretty, you could just add basil leaves on top, and then if you want a little bit more salt and flavor, you can just add fish sauce, or patis is what Filipinos call it, and it'll taste super fantastic.
And there you have it, guys. That's my 10-minute chicken Penang curry recipe. If you want to add more things to your dish, you can always add red bell pepper, green bell pepper, red hot chili peppers, and pineapple. All of these things are keto-friendly and super delicious to add to your dish. And if you love this episode, please, please, please share with your friends and family, and you guys can go ahead and make some bomb-ass keto-friendly chicken Penang curry. And if you want to learn more about the ketogenic diet, just message me on my Instagram at whatthefit.ayana. And remember, keep your heels, head, and standards high.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.